popular ride service company is valued at a staggering $40 billion, even though it's besieged by lawsuits, bad PR, and outright bans in some places.
Today, Uber was roundly criticized for raising fares in Sydney during the hours of the hostage crisis. Meanwhile, the company was banned in New Delhi, sidelined in Nevada by a court order, and France just nixed a low-cost Uber service over licensing rules.
Nonetheless, Uber and similar services like Lyft and Sidecar continue to expand. Uber says it has hundreds of thousands of freelance drivers around the world and says it will have a million more on the road in 2015. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on what it's like for people who decide to drive for the company.
This is what Carl Theobald used to do for a living. For a decade, he played sax for Teatro Zinzani, a local dinner circus along San Francisco's waterfront. Redevelopment plans shut it down. So a year and a half ago, Theobald signed up to be an Uber driver.
Hey there.
What's up?
Hey.
It's 5 p.m., rush hour. Uber drivers like Theobald have an app that lets them know what parts of town have surge pricing, where demand is high.
When a zone is in surge, it lights up in red on our map, and you want to be in the surge because that's where the prices are higher.
Theobald splits his day so he can catch the surge pricing during the evening and morning rush. He says this is a much bigger hustle than working for the circus.
I was making about the same amount of money doing that I am doing Uber, but working, 4 hours a day instead of, 10.
That is 10 hours a day now, during which Theobald says he averages $25 to $30 an hour. Theobald says he does like the work.
I'd much rather play saxophone, but I enjoy this. It's fun driving around the city talking to people all day.
For some drivers, working for Uber and other new car services is the choice career.
Hey there. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How are you?
Isaac. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
Isaac
you.
Alfandari used to be a salesman, and he's still got the outgoing energy of a self-starter. In 2011, he was laid off.
I was one of those guys in the Great Recession that lost my job. Right then and there, I decided I don't want to go back and do what I was doing, which was, selling stuff and having a sales manager over me.
At first, Alfandari tried driving a regular taxi cab.
I had to work a 12-hour shift 6 days a week in order to have the job. And that's kind of indicative of a lot of the cab driving world. The bosses make you do things that really most people wouldn't do.
Alfandari is still hustling. He started driving for Uber, Lyft, and Sidecar. He says he's making more money than driving a taxi, though drivers in other cities like New York say driving a cab can be more lucrative. Alfandari invested money in a higher-end car. He's driving a Ford Explorer SUV. He's got a website, theblackcarguy.com, where he gives advice and coaching to other drivers.
I work for me. Uber's a client. Lyft is a client. My coaching students are clients. Because I'm out here to do an awesome job for myself and the companies that I work for. And this allows me the freedom to do that.
Uber also has the freedom to change its prices. That's exactly what's upset driver Carl Theobald. For example, earlier this year, Uber began taking an extra dollar off the top of the fare as part of what the company calls a driver safety fee.
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're doing 150 fares per week, that's $150 that's taken off the top.
Both he and Alfandari have been told by Uber they're among the company's top earning drivers in the Bay Area. But other drivers say they don't do as well. Claire Callahan Goodman worked part-time as a software programmer when her daughter was young. More recently, she thought driving part-time for Uber might bring in some extra money.
And in the beginning, they give you these bonuses, like there's a signing bonus. They start paying you before you've even driven. And you think, well, this can't be all bad.
But eventually, Callahan Goodman stopped driving. She was working in Berkeley and Oakland, which aren't as busy as San Francisco. She says with the upkeep of her car and Uber fees, it wasn't worth it. But ride companies like Uber expect turnover, and they will be continuing to recruit drivers aggressively over the next year. Laura Seidel, NPR News.